Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the California Angels and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Davis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Gridge. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Donahue. Pitching for the California Angels, Jim Barr. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The DH, Toby Hara. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric Wilkins. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Ford moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 1-0, Angels. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara bunts towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr fires to first and picks off Hara. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlow moves to second. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford is hit by the pitch. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilkins covering, for the out. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harlow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hera for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harlow. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-1 in the game. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizon. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Donahue moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Donahue moves to third. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander scores. Kuiper moves to second. Two outs. It's Angels, 1, Indians, 1. Tom Verizon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Angels 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Angels 1. the Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harlow takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlow moves to third. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Tom Donahue. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlow scores. Grich moves to second. It's Angels, 2, Indians, 2. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris bunts towards the mound. Wilkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Wilkins. Grich scores. Campaneris moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Angels. Victor Cruz now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Campaneris trying to get to home. Bonds throws the ball into Alexander, who tags Campaneris, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lansford moves to second. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Humphrey now catching. Jim Anderson now playing shortstop. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Angels, 3, Indians, 3. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper bunts in front of the plate. Humphrey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Anderson now catching. Dickie Thon now playing shortstop. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Clear now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cox. The throw from Anderson and he is safe. Cox steals second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-3 in the game. Date is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 3, and the Indians 3. The Angels will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis bunts towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. Akins moves to second. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monge has Baylor trapped. He runs over and tags Baylor for the out. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Akins moves to third. Harlow moves to second. Dan Spillner now pitching. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Spillner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Anderson for a passed ball. Hara moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hara moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonds strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hara tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on clear. Manning moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Anderson and he is safe. Manning steals third. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-4 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Ford moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor is walked intentionally. Don Hood now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Akins is hit by the pitch. Lansford scores. Ford moves to third. Baylor moves to second. It's Angels, 4, Indians, 4. Brian Downing pinch hits for Willie Davis. Mike Paxton now pitching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Downing reaches second base with a double. Ford scores. Baylor scores. Akins moves to third. It's 6-4, Angels. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Harlow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Akins scores. Downing scores. Harlow moves to second. It's 8-4, Angels. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0-for-1 in the game. Thon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dade. Thon reaches second base with a double. Harlow scores. It's 9-4, Angels. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox strikes out. One out. Jim Norris pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-4 in the game. Dade hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Anderson and he is safe. Hara steals second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.